We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Field is set, ready to run. Stand by for a start. And they're racing. Give them a cheer, Australia, wherever you're listening. What a win in a cup we'll never forget.
Welcome back to the Reggie's Punch Show with three blokes who could have been anything but decided to have fun instead. Before we get into it, guys, remember to gamble responsibly and massive shout out to Bluebet as per usual for today's episode. Download Definitely. The app and start punting with
true
the true blue
Aussie
battler of a fuck you, Mitch Kenny, you piece of shit you scored.
We're obviously watching the Bronx Penrith game.
Yeah,
fuck me. Two and two so together. We've come in early to watch. Fucking obviously Haas is out after Tuesday's show. Walsh goes off in the first, 2 minutes with a piss and blood. He's past his HIA, though. We just found out.
Surely soon.
So
we don't apologise. That will be getting off track a little bit with the game and stuff. Name another job that you do.
That's a double movement.
That is a double movement.
Sutton is having a fucking shocker. Yeah, he is.
While we're on that, I just want to say that call with the head clash with Walsh, and his thing was, you have a duty to bend.
That was his explanation. You have a duty to bend.
You have a duty to bend.
Couldn't fucking agree more.
And penalty against the defender. Now, what I want to know is, does that now mean that every fucking single head clash in the game is a penalty against the defender because he had a duty to bend?
It can't be a try. But, yeah, I see what you're saying, Tom. The cunt should have been sent off and you should be down to 12.
We see what you're saying, but we just don't
potentially
give a fuck.
Be a great clip here and they're being fuckwits. But so
I think I've never heard the duty to bend ever.
And I've never even seen a call
and the way
like that.
The
fuck off!
The way the tackling technique is going now, we're literally getting taught to wrap the ball up. The first thing is to wrap the ball up, to be high, to make contact up there. So duty to bend can fuck off because it's a load of shit.
Yeah, I'd like to see that was a double proper movement. Ruling on that.
Sorry for that big fuck off, but they just gave that try confirmed. Anyway, I'm going to have to try hard not to watch that screen for a bit.
We are here to punt after all.
Fuck yeah, we are. Hey, a bloke messaged after Tuesday's show. You know how we were talking about the Coates match winner and shit like that? Imagine if you had your multi on it. Sent it through. He told me not to say his name because he won that much coin.
Ooh, wow.
Because he doesn't want his mates messaging him.
Fair enough.
So I did say I'd go and get it, but he's turned 50 into 25 grand.
Oh, my
Fuck
God.
Off. Now,
are you kidding?
Now, let's just hold. So it wasn't, technically, it wasn't the try. That
who cares?
That
1-4 him, but still,
I love hearing that.
Wow.
Right, so here it is: 50 into 26,169 off a 7-legger.
Oh. Get fucked! I think I saw this in
off
the
your
RLC.
Older brother.
Actually,
off your older brother, Jace.
Yeah,
mate, it might have been 7 because he had rugby union in there as well. Like,
wow, what a strange count.
I'm talking he had Bronx 1-12, Canes 1-12, Reds 13+. Like, it's all margins.
Oh, wow. That's
Storm,
insane.
Storm 1-12. And then he had, as well, this is just double. North Queensland 1-12, and they win in Golden Point.
That fucked,
just honestly,
man.
That just proves well that done, the punt mate. Is just
it's glorious. That's why we sit on this punt. Fucking bar and yarn about it.
Yeah. That's great. If I can just pull off one of those
in a lifetime, yeah, it would just be so satisfying.
What I want to know though, like, he doesn't want to be known because his mates will come. If you won 25 grand,
it was weird. It was a weird comment.
I wouldn't say, "Hey, Gropes, can I have some money?" I'd be like, "Oh, he can't. You're a shout at the pub, maybe.
It's your shout, cunt." Yeah.
If that was a Saturday night at the pub with the boys, you'd go, "We're going out. We're hitting the town. Pisses on me."
And if you don't.
You haven't won the lotto.
That's right.
It's not a drop off the face of the earth.
If you don't shout a few rounds to the boys that you drink with normally, it's not like the cunts from school come out of the woodworks and you're shouting them piss.
Yeah.
But it's just like, if you are one of those blokes and if your mate wins money and you ask for money, give yourself a fucking uppercut. You're an A-grader.
You're a grub. Yeah, that shows.
If you need to be worried about that, you got shit, mate.
Yeah, 100%. You'll cop a, "Oi, bud, your shout for a Katoni stag."
If he says, "I had a huge weekend on the punt and I'm down $200, can you lend me some?"
Oh, get that new, is a, mate. Actually, maybe you, because you're so young. And that is a proper apprentice thing to do.
And then he might say, "Here's 200.
It happened to me, double." I would tell my mates to get fucked if that happened.
Oh, here we go. We might have a chance.
Yeah, give him some.
Anyway, what was I going to say? That was a big thing when I was an apprentice. We were shocking for, like,
blowing your
paycheck. Say someone would owe someone $100, right?
Yeah.
So Tom owes me $100, and then Jace owes Tom fucking $50. So Tom gives me $50 and goes, "I'll get the other $50 off Jace because he owes me $50. That was how it fucking worked, and it used to do my fucking head in.
Wow.
Anyway, that's all changed because we have money now.
That's right. That was 10 years ago.
We've got a couple of clips to play. Yeah. Look, there's nothing to really ride home about, but, you know, we went all right. We'll talk about it after and we'll get it going. Let's have a look. Bluebet Market. The toppy Zugotcha deserves favouritism. What, 390 out to 420? Wow. Let's have a look. Bluebet Market. The toppy Zugotcha deserves favouritism. What, 390 out to 420? Wow. So I'm gonna have 3 units on Zugotcha to win. I couldn't get away from her.
Smart punting, boys. I'm just going to ignore everything you just said because I'm going 5 units on Zugotcha for the win.
Later. Worked a treat. Anyway, Pedro.
What's
G1P?
Yeah.
Right over Reggie. Group 1 Racing. Roselle Race 8, Coolmore Classic. Let's go. I'm going to stick 4 units on Zugotcha.
J
Mac, thanks for stopping. Blue Bet. It's probably sitting favourite. It's around that $4.
Reggie's, well, boys, Lone Group 1 this week. No one gets to pick. Race 8 at Rose Hill, the Coolmore Classic. And I think I've found one at out fucking standing each way value here. Number 17, Kamochi. At $8.275, she represents outstanding value.
She did. The bottom weight, unlucky not to win, but Zugotcha was massive, man. So that, like, everyone thinks, "Oh, it's the favourite and blah, blah, blah." It only just won. But it was a handicap and it had to carry the massive weight.
Not a fucking still easy got race.
So,
well, Imperatrice didn't win when it was handicapped in that race. And that horse is amazing. So it sort of shows you.
For her this week.
Great punting the ponies from the lads too, actually.
Surely she's involved with a few multis this week.
You'd think so because, look, she's racing against a lot of the same field under weight for age conditions this time. Mm. So, look.
She'll be back.
Here we go. You're kidding. Fuck me. All good. Hey, boys, let's talk about a bit of holing that happened.
Oh my god.
Because there's a couple of blokes sitting next to me, either side of me actually, and there's a bloke sitting at Jace's house who also got holed. Let's start with the least was Pedro.
Holy.
It looks good on paper, like to get the hole of the week, but he almost got his 8-legger.
Oh,
he's man. Four NRL and yep. four his fourth AFL. Yeah. But it was Hawthorn that lost, that let him down.
Yep.
And that was like, it was a great game, but it was it blew out a bit at the end.
There was more severe
There was more severe fucking punishings of ring gear yep. that went on.
Punishings
Tom and Jace both had, you had a same game multi.
I had Manly, Dom Young and Hamole.
Yep. Yep. And then you had a 3-try scorer multi in separate games. Yeah. You got the first two. So and once Dom Young scored, you both needed Olakau'atu to score.
Yeah.
And the big cunt scored twice and got held up once and walked away with no tries.
That last disallowed try, I literally had typed in our group chat, Tommy, we're on here, about to send, looked up the TV and went, nana, and erased
it.
Oh,
man.
That's how fucking close we were.
The fact that it wasn't even like a bad put down, like put down was fine. He's literally just done his little bobble as he caught it in the defensive line. How did they even see that?
I don't know, man. We were so close.
And so that was both of yours. So you'd think it's, you know, probably even. But no. Jace has decided to just go and top that with his four-leg AFL multi, which he's gone, you've gone, what do you call it?
Margins.
You've gone margins.
Yep.
And you went
GWS.
GWS 40+, Suns 1 to 39, Geelong 1 to 39, and Port Adelaide 40+. The first leg was GWS, so if it was the last leg, it'd be even worse.
Yeah, but
it was
I don't
the
know
first leg,
worse.
And GWS get up by 39 points.
All other three legs get up.
All other three legs get up. And if you go and watch the mini, they kicked about six behinds in the last fucking 10
GWS
minutes.
GWS should have won by 70.
That's a hole.
It was heartbreaking.
That is the worst I've ever seen.
Well, I think that's the worst we've had in the show
yet. I think it's the worst. It would have been way worse if it was last.
Punishment.
I think it would have been way worse if it was last because you were put out of your misery first, you know.
That was like just no spit, nothing. Yeah. Just straight raw.
No.
I was dry and there was hair around it.
Yeah,
hair.
Yeah.
So it was
not to mention on Friday night as well, I had Sharks 13+, Mulitalo 2 tries. He scored. Sharks got up 13+. And then the dying moments, he put in a little grubber, I think it was, to Teague Wilton. Maybe.
Yep.
I don't know, but he had a try assist at the end and that was close. And then from there on, it was just.
Did you get a bit of triple penetration?
Yes.
I was going to say DP, but triple.
Three times
like
in a row, no
fucking
spit,
unreal.
Heaps of hair.
It's that's punting, boys.
Outrageous. It is. Yeah.
That's punting.
And then you go and look at old mate, 50 and 26 grand, and he got a golden point.
That's
and
right.
And the fucking most that's ridiculous right. try you'll ever
sometimes
see.
Sometimes the punting gods
are on your side.
On your side.
We're going to get into the first segment in a minute. So before that, do you remember Mick Price, boys?
I do.
We do.
Mick Price has done us very well.
The clip that is fucking made us, we got a lot. Well, I think we had a million plays on Facebook.
Fair bit of traction.
It was a tug coat Cliffy.
Tug coat Cliffy.
That's it.
Yeah. Now, someone else has sent us in a bit of gold from Mick.
Oh, yes.
Relating to another runner who wasn't the fastest.
Beautiful.
Morning, everyone. Miri. We just worked Mary with Big Story. 1,000 home and improving 600. And from the 400 to the 200 was 13.5. From the 600, 13.5, 13.4, 1289 the last furlong, and she finished 10 lengths off. She is too slow to persevere with, and I cannot look at her for another morning. She's a fucking absolute slug. So my advice would be it goes online. We'll do a nice video of her. For sale, one horse, Miri. But, yeah, just fucking horribly, horrible.
Can we please get as Mick on for a yarn?
We have to.
I really want it.
Oh, man.
I just love to say how fucking is every time.
Well, that's what you want, though. Like, if you owned a horse and you had someone training it, and it was fucking shit.
Yeah, you'd want to know.
I'd want to know. And you go, too easy.
It doesn't beat around the bush.
Nah. Instead of going, oh, look, it's got some potential. There might be something. Like, fuck no.
Yeah.
Can't look at it for another morning.
Oh, yeah.
On your
can't look at it for another morning. And then just a fucking absolute slug. Well, when he says the time, so from the 600 to 400, it goes to 13 and a half or something. Like that's, yeah. I don't know if you just look at the times when the races are on, but they're normally running like 11 and a half.
What do you say? Finish 10 lengths off.
10 lengths off Big Story, which was the other one it was galloping with.
Mm.
But yeah, fucking unreal.
Fuck, that's big a good yarn.
Big Mick.
On you, Mick. Reach out, Mick.
Oh, fuck's sake, this game. Can we turn this off, please? We're getting pumped.
No, it's all right. Leave it on. I'll just watch it in front of me if you want.
Hey, there's a Groper's Greyhound is running. I'm having a multi this
week.
How
are you feeling? Boys. How are you feeling about it?
I'm feeling great.
Yep.
Couple of nice inside gate short odds have been winning.
Mm.
Same trainer.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
Shot out of Fernando?
One of them is.
Ooh.
So one's in 4 minutes. I don't want to get into the first segment and then fucking have to stop halfway. So one's in 4 minutes.
Yep.
We've got Angle Park, race 6, number 1, Doonan.
Big Doonan.
Trained by Benny Rawlings, sired by the great Fernando Bale. Over the 530 metres, the track and distance form is fucking awesome. He's won almost a third of his races, so he's had 20 wins from 65 starts. Heaps of placings as well. Did win his last start, though, so if you go off the wins, one every three, meh. But the odds are $2.35 from box one, but wait, there's more.
Ooh.
Because 10 minutes after that, I've multied the cunt with another one.
Oh, great.
From B Rawlings.
We've got the last time we both got on Jace, magic happened.
That was
magic.
That was magic one of the
fucking
greatest.
Happened. So where is this happening?
Angle Park, right. Race 6.
Race 6.
Number one.
Doonan, right.
Is he stayed around the same price?
$1.75.
Oh, he's coming in hot.
I got $2.40 or $2.35.
$1.80 is now.
And what was the second race?
Yeah, what was the second one, Russ?
So the second one is Sandown Park, race 8, number 2, Peaky Boo.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
Fucking
flying. I'll just scare you.
Which one? Race 8?
Yeah.
All right. Number 2, Peaky Boo.
Now, also trained by B Rawlings, Fernando's had a spell here. He got to have a rest day.
Oh, he's one of the great shaggers.
Someone
of all
else
time,
was
isn't
shagging
he?
That day.
$20 on this multi.
Flying, 6 of 10. He's won career starts and 5 from the last 6 or something.
Mm.
And you're still getting $2.90, or you were.
Value.
Well,
I just got $2.90.
Yeah, so, me multi, $6.80 boosted with the mighty Boo Lubet to $7.28.
Ooh. Beautiful stuff.
Great.
What do we got? 2 more minutes.
Can we yarn for 2 more minutes?
Oh, fucking oath, we can yarn
that's
for
our
two
job.
More minutes.
I'll be yarning.
I'll be fucking yarning. Do you know what I'm really looking forward to, boys, this week is to actually sit there and watch a few games of footy. Like, as fun as the last couple of weekends have been, shout out to KO Minis. It's good to catch up, but watching it live and actually enjoying it unfold.
We'll be
is good.
The complete opposites because that's all I've done for the last few weekends.
Yeah.
I've had a few quiet ones, and now I'm due for a big one. I've got a golf trip in Yeppoon with the lads that we've done a golf trip before. We're making it our thing to go. We went to Agnes, and we're doing Yeppoon. We'll do Bundy, keep going down south. So I've got a big weekend of golf and drinking, not much footy watching.
Oi, how good's this mate of the show, Gibbo, from the Two Flogs podcast?
Yeah.
He's doing this golf bingo thing where he's trying to play starting from A, like a golf course that starts with A, B, C, all the alphabet. Like, and getting
that's
it
prime.
Fucking knocked off to play a game of golf at each course.
Yeah.
That's I think that's fucking pretty
tick
cool.
Tick off the bucket list, absolutely. Yeah.
Has something
that's
been scratched here?
That's just a bloke thing, isn't it? Just
absolutely. Sort
of the golf trip. This thing is into $1.45, man.
Well, it's just going to win.
I'm going to check
and
my
you,
fucking
what'd you get it at?
I'm going to check.
Is this frozen? It's frozen. It's frozen.
It's right. Just fucking.
Nana. It's not McRae.
Just hit the play button, cunt.
Oh, right. Oh, why'd you pause it?
Well, I didn't.
All right, here we go.
So,
it's just fucking winding in even more. $1.40.
Are you serious?
Did they just fucking blow dart him with a big heap of speed?
I'm reading me bet slip now. I had leg one, number one, Doonan fixed win at $2.35.
Oh, wow.
And nothing's been scratched.
How's that for value, boys?
Yeah, that's just woo the fuck up. It's got to win first.
Oh, it's winning.
Oh, surely the trainer. 5:30. The trainer's given the tip and just gone.
Oh, he steered the bar into
this
it.
This thing is winning.
Everyone at Angle Park is blinder than a welder's, and they're just loaded. Loading.
Oh, this is going to hurt. If
hopefully
this goes
they're there. Loading.
Where is Angle Park?
South Australia, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it says right there above the box.
Big straight park.
Yeah. Righto, here we go. You know we haven't have given a tip yet, and we're about fucking 20 minutes in.
Ah, well, that's all right.
Well, fucking
here we go.
Is what it is.
Circumstances. Fucking
Bob the horse just won at Pakenham.
Mate, punting comes hand in hand with yarning.
Here we go. Come on, get him in there.
Here we go.
Get him out of there.
Come on.
Win like a fucking $1.40 thing should.
Come on.
And then we'll move on.
Here we go.
We'll
here we go. Green light. Green light. Green light.
Ping.
Look at the thing in the three. The three is scratching at the door.
It's all right. Ping.
Ooh. Yep. Nice.
Good start. Ooh. Five can kindly slow down.
It's all right. It's a long one. Ooh. Get around. Get around. Get around.
Trip on something. Nice. That's good.
There we go. The big Doonan.
Yeah, yeah. In a good
Come
spot.
On, big Duno.
Yeah, here he comes.
Get past.
He's gaining.
Get up the inside.
Yep. The Brindle five's got fuck all.
Oh.
Don't you cut him off. Don't you cut him off.
Fuck off. You are kidding me.
Matty has cut us off.
Come on,
here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Go. Go. Go.
Easy.
See, that's a bit of eyes up punting. It pays $1.40. Fuck got it at $2.35.
That's just fucking.
Boys, the way that dog just strided. I know the five was there the whole time, but I didn't have a doubt in mind, actually.
Nah. Yeah. I just got a bit
nervous.
Looked
like a great dog.
I just thought Brindle might have tripped him.
Yeah, that's
all I was worried about.
Now, we let's get into
championships.
Our work. Yeah, championships, boys. Yeah. The determinator, the three of us.
We'll get into the punch show.
Yeah, let's get into the punch show. We've only got about 10 minutes till the next leg.
Yeah. Or should we just yarn till it?
Let's get into the championships.
Right.
The champions.
We've all got 5 units each to spend, and we give the listeners 5 units. Quick fucking yarn, actually, before we get into that. This week's listener, apologies for how late I was on that. There's a bit going on. My bad. Take full responsibility.
He got his
bets in fuck a couple of hours after. It was all good. Plenty of time. As I always do, forwarded it straight to Quinno so he can play it. Quinn responds with, does he know the Brisbane game's tonight?
Oh.
And
it
I just
was Gilly,
went,
actually. Shout out to him.
Is it? Was it?
Yeah. Big
so
Gil
Gilly would have listened.
Yeah.
And old mates, yeah. Come on.
Come on, mate.
I said, hey.
Was it last week as well or the week before?
The week before, at least he asked. And
but
got
does this
told.
Bloke, did this bloke whinge and call us A-graders?
No,
or
no.
Say,
he said, fuck, sorry. I'll
well,
do
that,
it again.
Yeah, well, there you
okay,
go.
So he's taking accountability. Good on the bloke.
At least he didn't argue and think it was right that he should get to fucking
watch.
Anyway. Yeah. So,
keen to hear him. Are we kicking off with him?
Oh,
you reckon?
Fuck, we can. Yeah, now that we've done that.
May as well.
Kick him in the doot.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, they need we need to change what they're doing.
True,
they
yeah.
Suck
yeah.
hole.
Minus 30.
There's no nice way to put it. You've just been shit.
Yeah. All
right. What's here?
I've been awesome.
Boys, let's try and pull ourselves out of a hole here. They've tried to fuck me over here, giving me fuck all notice out in the paddock on the dozer. Trying to find some service in these hills. But anyway, here we go. First up, we'll head to the UFC. Old Justin Tarfas fighting. After having to pull out of a fight a couple of weeks ago, hoping to get up on the KO there for 3 units, paying about $3.20.
Nice.
And then despite being a ranger myself, I don't believe I was sired by the mighty red producer, but we are going to have a stab at a 5-legger.
Yeah! Oh, okay.
Going to head to the NBA.
Ooh,
the Houston Rockets,
NBA.
That's today, this is, to beat
it would be tomorrow.
The Chicago Bulls. And then we're going to head to the AFL for GWS 40+ against the Eagles. Should be easy. And then the Manly Sea Eagles head-to-head. And we're going to go for Storm Boy and Imperatrice to get up as heavy favourites. One's, I think, Rose Hill Race 8, number 1. And the other one's Moonee Valley Race 8, number 5. Anyway, happy punting, boys.
Now, he did text me, or not text, he messaged me the odds because he forgot to say them.
Mm-hmm.
$21 for that 5-legger. How good is that?
Fucking
he said,
hell.
He's not quite sure, but he said, I don't believe I was sired by the great fucking red
punting
producer.
Punting, terminology, everything.
But
just quickly, on his first NBA
league. I was about to say, is this in the morning before the show will even be
out? No, so 10 o'clock is when they play.
10 a.m.
10 a.m. Australian time. But
yeah, that's right.
I have watched basketball a lot in my life, and since I turned 18, I've punted on it. One thing I know with basketball is do not fucking punt in advance, because you never know with teams, because they play 82 games.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they play 82 games, you could fucking lose to the worst team.
Because you rest every cunt.
And this is like pretty evenly matched between Bulls and Rockets, so... Oi, he could prove me wrong, but I'm just saying that is ballsy.
Love is tough a bit.
Yeah, that is a great
shit. Tafa, big outsider against Carl Williams of Underbelly fame.
Really? We're using that terminology now.
Yeah, but Justin Tafa, outsider, love that bet. I'm not doing it myself. I seem to just jinx every Aussie I fucking bet on in the UFC. But good luck to the big bad man.
Yeah, no, thanks, Eddie. That's good. right. So, yeah, you're going to have to get on quick there because 10 a.m. first leg.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone told me about the basketball, though. Because that happens, you can find value everywhere.
Well, you can.
You just got to be onto it.
You just got to be onto it, and because sometimes...
If you're a professional punter.
Yeah.
You're onto it.
Professional punter, or you're just like me, before Bluebet sees that the lineups they put out.
Yeah.
Because they could just be, we're just resting him because so many games.
Yeah.
Works in your favour, sometimes it fucks you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Risky business.
Righto. Let's go. We don't have time. We don't have time. This next greyhound is soon. I'm going to split me units. I'm going to go and have three units, I believe. No, two units I'm having. Mooney Valley Race 4, number 11, Far Flung at $12. So I really like this horse, especially at Mooney Valley. 1-2 from three. Hasn't ever won first up, but has had four starts and 3 seconds. So... Mm. That's, yeah, to me, you're running second, you're running well.
Mm-hmm.
So if he had won a couple of those, he's all of a sudden his first up form looks fucking unreal. So that's good enough for me. Billy Egan rides for Damien O'Brien, very winnable race, and I'm having two units to win at $12 on Far Flung, great number 11, Mooney Valley Race 4. And then I'm going, this will win. Morfettville, race 7, number 10, Nunthorpe. Beautiful run first up. Barb's actually tipped it to us, not on the show, but personally.
Surprised you're giving that on the show.
You've wielded the pat.
It should have won. Fucking give him a pat.
Give him a little scratch in his belly.
Well, it didn't win.
There's the bolly.
But it goes to Adelaide now. So it's been running in Melbourne, goes to Adelaide. Extremely winnable race. Has the minimum weight in the race.
Ooh.
Will Price rides, and I think $3 is just stealing money.
Mm.
So I'm going to have three units on it to win at $3.
Great punting, Groves.
Well, time will tell.
We'll see. But I like the sound of those bets.
Right, let's go.
Here we go, Jace. I've got three multis, so I think I should... You go, Jason. Right, see how much time we've got.
Pump through mine. So, first, we've got the Waz taking on the Raiders, and I think I see some decent value and some try scorers here. So, I've got a three-leg multi, and we're just going Dallin Watene Zalesniak to score.
DW.
He's done well to start this year and proven in the past he just loves meat pies. Xavier Savage scored last week as well. He is on fire at the moment, soaking up the wing position.
Mm.
And then... Big surprise, I love a second row to score, and Hudson Young is...
Oh, the old.
Yeah, big old, I think, is due for one, steam over in the edge. So, that's paying $12 with Bluebet, so I'm throwing three units on that. And then we've got the Cats against the Crows this weekend. Not only am I betting wearing a scarf next week, but I'm throwing two units on it as well in a multi. So we've got the Cats, 1-39. Tom Stewart, 20-plus disposals. He just runs the back line, easily our most valuable defender. And then we got Jeremy Cameron, 3-plus goals.
Three goals,
in
nice.
My complete unbiased opinion, he's the best forward in the game and just always stands up for us in the best times. So he's going to produce some magic.
When you said the other week, as long as we've got Jezza Cameron, we'll be right. And then he kicked two freak goals straight up in the first quarter. I'm just going, what the
fuck? That one along the left boundary line, that was fucking unreal. But, so that's paying $6.30 with Bluebet, so I'm throwing my last two units on that.
I'll tell you what, you're fucking due. There's going to be a week
you've been
where
sniffing
you,
around it.
You just print.
Mm. I've had a couple of wins in the group one, but they've been like Zugotcha was paying what, 420, and
great
then I can't remember one I had a couple of weeks ago, but that was like
you had a good one that was at double figures for the championships. I think it was a some sort of multi going on.
Yeah, but it's been a fucking while, so the tides need to turn.
I think from next week onwards, like this week, I'm staying reasonable on that, but I think from next week, I'm going to put one unit somewhere. Just on like, you know, old mates fucking 25,000 thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start doing it. Because if I start and just have a little one unit on have some unit. Rogue every single week,
true, yeah.
then I'm a chance. It's like, it's like the lotto thing. You have to be in it to
yeah,
win
I'm still
it.
Waiting right. to win without a ticket. Yeah.
Oh, it'd be fucking nice, wouldn't it, mate?
Yeah, they fucking, anyway, we have a minute, so you could probably rip one out, I reckon.
Righto. I'll rip one out. So we got the championships. Head to the Rugby League in this segment. Throwing a few same game multis around. So Friday, Warriors versus the Raiders. Nice and simple. Warriors to win. DWZ to score two or more tries. Oof. Paying $4.50 thanks to Bluebet. Two units on it. Cash that in now, please.
Do you two just talk before each show?
It's telepathic.
No.
Yeah.
I just like the Warriors and DWZ over there. I think they pump the milk.
Yeah, we're hoping for that in the tipping too.
I wasn't too confident I'm pretty sure I tipped Warriors, but like I did the groper each way on the show on Tuesday, so I just went try scorers.
And you've gone old.
So, I have, big old.
Yeah.
Yeah, two units on that one.
Plenty of time, mate. They're not
too
even
easy.
In the boxes.
Saturday, we're going Doggies versus Titans. I'm tipping this game to be a try fest, like old under 20s game vibe.
Really?
No defense. Well, look at the tries put on against them in the last 2 weeks. Titans had a bye, but Dragons like dusted them with heaps of points. Doggies have had heaps of points put on them.
Yeah, but they've also scored fuck all.
Yeah, yeah, but the other team's defense, I reckon this is their time to just score heaps. So I'm going overs. So I'm going over 44.5 points. Anytime try scorers, Stephen Crichton and Karan Pereira and Doggies to win head-to-head, that's paying $10.
Yep.
Nice.
So I've got one unit on that. They're two loading. Units to go. Right, they're loading.
They're
Let's fucking stop for a second.
Well, they're loading. Now, Peaky Boo has held his price here. Peaky Boo's still paying. Oh, he's into 280 now. He got out to 310 now. I was going to hit again, but I didn't.
The big double down.
Here we go. This is for a fucking good win.
This is green light.
This
is for a good win.
This
just
ping.
Peaky Boo, ping. Thank you.
Lead like a fucking good thing.
Go. He's missed the start.
He's missed it big time.
Big time.
Hang on.
Hang on.
Get through.
Footwork on the
get around that five. Get around that five.
Yeah, good spot.
Get around that five.
That's all right.
Here we go.
Ground.
He is peeling them in.
He is
come on.
Fucking
get around
come
the
on,
three.
Peaky Boo.
Get around the three.
Come on.
Go, Peaky.
Go, Peaky.
Go,
go,
Peaky.
Get up.
He just got fucking stuck getting around the three.
Ah.
Look at the one flying home.
My God.
I thought, here it is.
He was hammering, man, and he just got caught coming around the three.
I think he might have had to do a bit too much. Like, he had it there, but he had to work around.
He had his work cut out for him.
That missing the start really hurt him, didn't it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say that was blue balls. That was pre-cum.
Oh, well.
That's putting, boys.
That was fucking excellent, though.
Yeah, that was. I thought we were on again. Yeah, like,
same.
I thought when he was making up that meterage, I thought we were fucking on here.
Anyway.
Nearly finished this segment. Let me just pump this last cunt out. For the third and final bet of the championships here, for me last two units, heading to Sharks versus Tigers. Keeping it super simple here. Normally I go rogue with fucking a million try scorers in Sharks games when I feel like they're going to pump them, but I'm not. I'm just going Sharks, 13+, and both wingers to score. Katoa and Mulatalo paying $4.10, two units on.
Simple and sweet. I'll put that on myself.
I just think they love scoring on the wings. Tigers suck hole.
I actually might even just leave the 13+ thing out and just go couple of try scorers. Just a nice one of those real easy ones that always
you just
happen.
Watch happen. Yeah.
And they never miss.
Never ever.
You didn't just put the mocker on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, two units. So that's me three.
Beautiful, mate. Beautiful. Righto. B1 supremacy. Here we go.
B1. Are you betting what I'm betting? I think I am, B2.
Good friends of the show, TBR, Tommy Button, owner, head trainer of Tom Button Racing. And then, do we say the great Tom Barbary, who's been with us from the start?
Yeah, we can give him that title.
At Lindsay Goff Stable.
Pat, you're soft, Cam.
Did you see?
That's a scratch behind
He actually tipped us Big Joe Mama the other day.
Yes.
He learned. I didn't see it. Did it win?
It ran second.
Oh, did it?
380 a place, though. You'll cop that. But he forgot to tip us a couple of times when it won.
And the boys let him know.
So we're into it. But they're going to go head-to-head for the year to see who's the superior tipster out of the trainers. Butts is in front at the moment.
Yeah.
He's B1. No winners last weekend. I have a feeling Barbs is going to bring something up. And I will swiftly clip him after it.
Yeah.
Just to say, look, okay. But we'll get there.
So
we'll
go give him a couple belly rubs in there. Whack him.
We'll go with B1 first. Tom Button, TBR.
Reggie's. B1 TBR here. Look, last week, Fly. Jason Collett might have needed a compass to get around the track a little bit better. And if he had have ridden it better, might have been a bit of a bigger lead out to B2 Barbary there. But look, looking B2 forward to this Barbary. Week. I've come up with a bit of a swing and then an each-way value horse. And no doubt next week, Barbary will be doing the same because that's how he rolls. He's a bit of a copycat, the lad. But we'll get on to my tips this week. BR3, number 15, Ocean Czar. BR6, number 13, Apotheosis. BR8, number 17, Liberty Steps. BR9, number 2, Daytona Bay. SR5, number 1, Think It Over. SR6, number 2, Riff Rocket. I'm going to have units on that. The place all up. Six-leg place all up.
Smart
and that
betting,
paying mate. About $16. So 2 units on that. That'll be a nice little pickup for everyone out there. My other 2 units, I'm going to go with BR7, number 6, Princess Tenko. I'm going to have 2 units to win, 1 unit the place. And that should be a good value, running at around $15. Look, I think it's a good week here. I think there's plenty of winners in there in that all-up. I'm taking them the place. I'm playing the safe bet, but I think there's value in it because I've thrown so many in there.
Mm.
For the TBR followers out there, look, today, Friday, Townsville races. I've got 2 in the first race. I think Silver Glitter's a good thing. She's short-priced, but double your bet. Very, horse on the way up. I think she wins today. Good luck. And remember, the Moya.
Fuck nice
good shit.
How good is that?
Yeah.
He was using all the codes there. Does everyone understand that BR is Brisbane race 4?
I was just going to say that. I only just sort of know that now. There'd be heaps of people out there not, but just look at the fucking post in the morning.
Yeah.
And you'll 100%, be able to have a look
at it. Yeah, we're coaching here as well.
Yeah, well, that's
I thought we might have meant Bowen at the start.
It's the old school way to do it before you had all the apps and stuff.
Way.
You had to fill the ticket out and you'd have to go BR6.
Long before my time.
Brisbane Race 6. And he's gone to Sydney with SR as well. There's always MR, SR, BR, and then AR, which is Adelaide.
Yeah, I like the idea. Do you know how when you think of something like a way to punt and you go, that's value there? I reckon that place multi, on really good horses is a fucking pretty smart
definitely.
Way to get some value.
And like he said, there's a few winners in there, he reckons, but he's gone the all-up place, which is
That's smart.
Good work. What's going to happen here is, and I don't listen to these, but I'll tell you what's going to happen. Barb's is going to have a blow up because
full blown.
He'll say something about his best value that he picked last week.
Okay.
The jockey was caught sleeping.
Oh, five minutes before
the race, fallen asleep.
Yeah, right.
But the cunt ran last.
So I don't know if it's his fault.
If he blames.
Well, as long as the fucking horse wasn't, bro.
Yeah.
He's on the back of it.
The horse wasn't sleeping in the room with him. I think it's fine.
But anyway, we'll see what happens. He might not even mention it.
Imagine if he didn't.
Yeah.
Reggie's. Well, another week, lads, but also another trip around the sun. Last Sunday was my birthday, and there a very busted Barbs on Monday morning at track work. Anyway, big shout out to Mrs. Barbs and all my closest and nearest and dearest for making it one I won't forget in the near future. And even all the Reggies in the wild that I've met in the past and some that I haven't that sent messages, I was feeling the love, that's for fucking certain.
Nice.
Anyway, on to this week. I know we've got a stack of Group 1s to choose from this week, so I'm going to have a two-leg Group 1 multi. Damn. Mooney Valley, the Group 1 William Reid Stakes for the Sprinters. Race 8, number 5, Imperatrice. Needs no introduction. 4 from 4 at the track. 2 from 2 track and trip. Back to wait for age and she'll just be far too good.
Yep.
Into the Group 1 George Ryder at Rose Hill. Race 7, number 16, Militarise. He'll eat up the 1,500 and be too good for them. Think about it, is the top weight. But I did hear on radio yesterday morning that he's got quite an elevated white cell count. Though I think it's very highly likely he won't take his place. And to be honest, he was the one to beat. So that's my B1 versus B2 bet this week, lads. 5 units in Paratrees into Militarise. Race 7, number 5 at the Valley into Rose Hill. Race 7, number 16 for 5 units at $8.15 with Bluebet at the time of recording.
Wow.
Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Lovely, lovely work. I like the Militarise bet, but I've got a feeling there's something else in that George Ryder stakes.
Look, I couldn't go there because there was 19. There's 19 in it. And
fuck, that's a big.
Well, just a little hint.
What's the biggest possible field gripes?
24, isn't it?
24 in the Melbourne Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's a great race. Fucking hell, man. It's a great race. I was going to tip one at big time odds, but I didn't because I'm a pussy.
High white cell blood count. That doesn't sound good, does it?
Nah, it doesn't. But I think it's stuff that sort of happens all the time.
Yeah, righto. Well, I'm not a vet. So
Brian, two, there's one leg. Thanks, champ.
We're just getting fucking pumped.
This is fucked. Anyway.
Let's punt.
Yeah, let's move forward. No, he didn't mention it. So what's happened is his jockey, who was riding his best value, there was an article about it, that he was caught sleeping 5 minutes before they mounted him in the yard.
Well, malnourishment does that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the poor bloke.
He tried so to. He's fucking
So Barb's just blowing up as soon as he saw this article.
Yeah, he tried to dispute my holding, saying his was up there.
Yeah, that's but, right. I said,
So he was trying to say he's been holed.
Yeah. And
even nominated old mate for Squeeze of the Week too, actually.
My text going back, off. My message back was, the cunt run last, mate. righto. Awesome to hear from the boys once again.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Let's move in to the Group 1 segment.
Fuck it.
Punters are rallying around the Group 1 winners.
The Group 1, and there's another Group 1 success.
First of all, how good is Group 1 Pedro?
He's my God. No one can fucking stop him.
Stop it, Pedro.
He's pissing me off.
It's not pissing me off. It's great. It's
good to see.
I actually tried to...
Is he peacocking?
He actually is quite humble, I'll give him that.
Ring him today and say, hey, mate, what are you going on? But he said, get fucked, Grover.
Get fucked, you brunette cunt.
Is your hair red? Fuck off.
Fuck off. Dye your hair or get fuck off.
You.
Oh, man, he can't even say anything because he's bald.
Yeah, that's right.
He could say something about me salt and pepper, though. She's fucking coming on thick.
He's got the big upside down head, though.
Righto, so every week we've got a Group 1. Everyone's on the show is going to have a crack. We'll all give our tips for the Group 1. Now, as you just heard Barb say, there's 5 this week, boys.
Wow.
Mm. Sorry, there's 6. There's 5 at Rose Hill and 1 at Mooney Valley.
Yep.
So it was fucking my turn, of course, so I had to try and I spent a couple of hours going through and I ended
seeing
up
where
going.
You could see.
Yeah, I was like, where can I get some value here? Fucking couldn't find anywhere, so I've gone to the slipper.
Yeah.
You got to go to the Golden Slipper.
That's probably the biggest out of the 6, isn't
100%
it?
100% it is, yeah. It's the richest 2-year-old race in the world.
Wow.
So $5 million prize pool.
Holy.
For a 2-year-old horse. Like, that's wild, just insane. So, it's been a Group 1 since 1979. The winners in the past 20-odd years, we could go back further, but we don't want to go past when Jace was born. So we've had Miss Finland, Sebring, Sapoy, Piero, Capitalist, She Will Reign, Farnan, and last year's winner Shinzo.
I knew two of them horses.
There is a big chance if Stormboy wins this race that he won't even race as a three-year-old.
Because he will just fuck.
He'll just root.
He will fuck. Like, a young rooter.
Yeah. Magic Millions winner into a Golden Slipper winner. Just go and root and make, you know. So
make
anyway.
More money off rooting.
The Blue Bet promo, boys, is fucking off its head.
Mate.
Its head.
Yeah. They didn't even ask us to fucking read this promo out. I just wanted to tell you guys about it if you didn't know already.
It's not so much the thing because lots of bookmakers do this. It's the max bet.
That's right.
That got me.
Yeah. Yeah. So they're going Stormboy, to finish in the top two, giving you $2 odds for the top two.
To run first or second, you're getting $2. So just put that into perspective. For him to win, you're getting $2.30. And to place, you're getting $1.30. Yeah. They're going to give you $2 to run first or second. Like, that's $100 max bet.
And
that's
in my opinion, might be wrong because I'm not a gun, but I'm going him to win. And if he doesn't win, I think he at least gets second. So that I'll be jumping right all over that.
You take, because $100 is like 90% of punters, I reckon, $100 is their fucking max bet anyway.
Yeah.
One bet, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I rarely go 100, but for something like that, it'd be the only time that I'd go, that's, you know.
And if you're not, if you're taking $2.30 to win, you should take $2 for a second.
It is.
You're literally, you're taking 30 cents off your price, but you're getting an extra place.
It's the epitome of gambling responsibly.
When you get done by your nose, instead of feeding the drywall, you can just.
That's right.
You know, your kids can eat.
Yeah.
You only put $100 on it and you're getting $2 odds. Yeah. It's just smart.
So that's under the Bluey specials,
that's a big
guys.
One. But what's happening is, so obviously they're laying the favourite. Mm. Now, laying the favourite means they're pretty much saying that it will not win.
Someone there thinks that he's.
That's right. You look at the app else. And their top four that they put up, Stormboy's not in the top four. So whoever's doing the form has gone, hey, let's put up this price.
Mm.
Everyone will snap it up and we will print.
Well.
Like the bookies will print.
Well, so it's us versus Bluey.
Take them on.
Let's take them on. I'm taking them on.
Let's take them on. I'm not, but you can. But in saying that, the race, for me, it sets up, after the barrier draws, it sets up for him to win, right? Because he draws barrier two, boys. So we know he can burn the candle at both ends and then still somehow kick with 200 to go. It's insane how fast he runs and then still kicks. I checked the times that he and Switzerland run in their last starts, and it was around that 109.5 for the 1200 for both of them, but Switzerland was slightly quicker.
Mm.
So I went, ooh, that's good enough for me. And then I went, I'll just have a look at his Magic Millions run, which was same distance, obviously, on the Gold Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran 108 flat.
Wow.
108. And that's they've gone 109.5, almost 110 up in Sydney. Like, you think how fast they're going. That's that second and a half would be a few metres.
That's
a
big difference,
I just went, fuck me. I knew it was quick, but I didn't know it was 108. So in saying that, I'm laying him as well. So I just think in a 17-horse field on a soft track with about four others that want to lead, it's too short.
Yep.
The price is too short. Not saying that the horse won't win, but I just mean the price is too short for me to bet on it. So Fully Lit, Lady of Camelot, Shangri-La Express, Straight Charge and Stormboy all want the lead. Guess what? They're all Gay Waterhouse trained. She's got about fucking 10
of them. This race should be called the Mardi Gras because Gay is everywhere. She has put the Mardi Gras Stakes. She has put about 1,000 horses into this thing. Gay is in the air.
Where did you get that from?
I literally just thought about it.
That is good. Oh, fuck me. Rose Hill Race 8, the Golden Mardi Gras. If Stormboy has to work hard in the first half of the race, I know that he's proved that he can still kick, but I just think it sets up for Switzerland, Bodyguard, Manal, Hayasugi. Hayasugi, no respect again.
Once again,
$17 you're getting. But Hayasugi and Manal have drawn the absolute car park. Which isn't ideal, but still no respect shown for the big Hayasugi who won the Blue Diamond. Now that I've just harped.
Tell us what you've got.
This is what I'm betting on. 3 units, Switzerland, $5. Hasn't put a foot wrong. And just the race pattern that it follows, I think it might set up really well for it. Chris Wallace said a couple of starts ago that they haven't really unpacked what's under the bonnet yet, like what's in the engine. So that was exciting. And with the speed at the front, I'm just hoping J-Mac takes a sit, watches it all unfold and is able to get them in the last 50. Yep. So I'm having 3 units Switzerland and then a couple that I just mentioned at odds too. 1 unit Manal at $26. It's been backed from 51s into 26s.
Wow.
So whether that's the ownership group or whatever, I don't know, but its win last start was very impressive. And then 1 unit Bodyguard at 34s because I had to put a Snowden horse in there because they just love their two-year-olds. It's the only one in the race. hopefully the big Bodyguard's gotten over his issues he had after that Blue Diamond prelude. So, yeah, leaving Stormboy out. We shall see.
Love that, Gropes. You actually, like you just talking then about that and how – obviously, Gay loves a leader, and the race is Gay as, and they're all going to be steaming for the front. It makes sense what you're saying. In saying that, I'm going all 5 units on Stormboy.
Yeah.
I just think it's just fucking, I don't know. I can't not. It's one of those ones where I'm like, I don't know. I'd feel weird not putting them all on him. I just think he wins.
Yeah.
There's been a few group ones like that. That was me with Zugotcha.
Yeah.
Couldn't not bet on it.
And that's the thing. I mean, draws barrier 2. We'll go to the front. Probably
it'll be up there.
Probably kick again somehow. But we'll see it running a bad race.
Could this happen? Gay has just unloaded all the semen into this race, and is there any sort of theory here where she gets the other horses to go behind Stormboy or one of her other horses and fucking?
I don't think you can do that.
You can't. Like the jockeys can't work together. Like I have no idea.
But remember. She's training the horse.
Yeah.
Owners own the horse.
Yeah, yeah. She wouldn't tell the owner.
Jockey follows owner's instructions.
Yeah, yeah. That's how it works. Yeah, yeah,
like,
okay.
Because owner, like, and I'd be the same. Like, when we own one, I will think I know everything.
Yeah.
And I'll say, fucking do this.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, it's probably good. Otherwise, Tom and I will just go, just fucking make it win, eh?
Well, the Reggie, not what I meant, but anyway.
I just thought, is it a possibility that they all team up and get one home?
Because they're all owned by different ownership groups and shit. And obviously they want it to win. But I'm just thinking.
Very Reggie question of me there.
Could it miss the start?
It was
a bit slow out last start in a very small field. This is 17 horse field, so could it miss it? Who knows? Imagine that. One of them misses it and then the race pattern's all fucked up.
Everything flips on its fucking head.
Yeah.
Righto, I won't harp on too much with my first bet because, Groper, you covered it pretty well, and it's going to be Switzerland. I'll be throwing 3 units on it.
Oh, he's going to get run down this slow cunt.
Fucking break. Okay, sorry about that. So, 3 units on it. It's paying $4.80 for the win. And then as well, for my last 2 units, I'm going on number 3, Shangri-La Express. So it wasn't far off Switzerland in the Pierrot Plate. And third behind it 2 weeks ago. So it's drawn a great barrier here, the third.
Mm-hmm.
Waterhouse and Bot trained, as we know, so it's going to lead. I'm very confident it's going to get at least a place. And I know this fucking hurts me because I've been big on
just one each way.
I thought about going the one each way. But because there's such a good field and such a big field, I'm more confident in someone like Switzerland or Stormboy getting up. So even if I can just get the third here, I'll be happy. So I'm going 2 units on the place paying
$6. $8.50 now.
$8, even fucking better.
I was just thinking, you're getting 51s the win and I'm going, cunt, you got to have half a unit or something.
Well, last time I checked, it was paying like 36.
Yeah, opened at 23 out to 51s. Not ideal, but.
Concerning, but who knows. But I'm pretty confident on that getting in the top three somewhere.
Keto and I actually tipped like before Christmas.
That's right. It's a name that has been around this show for a while. Could call it a friend.
So much happens, but in that 2-year-old fucking circuit after Chrissy, like leading into all these races, so much changes. Like it started first start, this thing's going to win the Golden Slipper, and then everything. Yeah,
leads into Chrissy. It's having heaps of ham and beers. So.
Fuck yeah. Righto, let's get into the others, eh? We've just harped too much. The Bronx are in too. It's 34-6.
Finally
we're coming back.
Fucking try.
Fucking oath. Keats?
Reginald. Well, here we are, the much-anticipated 2024 Gay and Adrian Golden Slipper. They are a strong chance of taking out the first four in this race. Therefore, I have to back one of the stable runners, one that I've backed every start thus far. So no dropping off this colt now. He's made the big dance. Number three, Shangri-La Express. Drawn perfectly in gate three to hopefully sit fifth the fence behind Storm Boy in the run, as Straight Charge and Lady of Camelot will lead. So there it is. That's me, Gay and Adrian, first four. Throw Switzerland in the mix and have a ball, Reggie listeners. Keto's Group 1 Challenge Slipper Bet, number three, Shangri-La Express, one unit win, four unit the place at $41 and $7. Until next week, happy punting. Stay safe.
I'm glad he clarified that because I thought he was having a first four or
that's
something.
That's great punting. Oh, you should chuck that on, though. That's like a little listener. Little
the
listener
the Gay and Adrian four. First four. Yeah. Well, yeah. How many does she have? Does she have seven or eight? Because it's not a bad shout.
Just quickly from Keto, got a message from him just before we recorded. So on Sunday.
Are you going to pump his tyres?
Well, I've got her. The man requested, as I will do. He said, you better mention the Cups King tip on Sunday. So he sent it through to us. Seems that I was the only one that backed it as well, and we had $10 odds. So maybe just give that a little plug.
What cup was that? Because he
loves a cup.
He's
cup.
We love our.
Let me go through the messages.
Self-proclaimed nicknames, obviously, in the Keating family, because he's just given himself the Cups King as his nickname. But he has tipped a couple. That was off the Auckland Cup, $35 that he tipped on the show.
Mm.
Now he's the Cups King.
Yeah,
well, be nice if he could show some of this form in the old boys segment.
Yarra Valley Cup.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, beautiful down the Yarra Valley. We were there for Kingy's wedding.
Lovely valley.
Righto, is it G1P? Is it time for G1P?
I hope he's with me.
Yeah.
I hope he's with me.
Please back Switzerland.
Come on, G1P.
G'day, Reggies. Here we go. Group 1 Racing, the Golden Slipper. Brought to you by G1P. Righto, here we go. In true fashion, done a little bit of reading, and some of the stats have blown my mind. You know, the barrier one, barrier two, and that's it. The best barrier, the favourites, number two barrier. Fuck it, I don't care. The it just hasn't, you know, there hasn't produced enough wins for me. The last 16 years, three favourites have won it. That's a crazy stat. And in that last 16 years, only four double figure odds horses have won it. So that leaves nine horses between 450 and 850. And then that really narrows it down to J-Mac. Number seven, Switzerland.
Yes!
Oh, nice! Barry seven. Four we've units, won. Boys, I'm whacking on that.
Can I change?
And with my remaining unit to go against a few of the, well, everything I just fucking said, Hoyosugi.
Jay Carr. She's
in Barry 16. Sounds like a terrible barrier. Barry 11, 12, 14, 16 have produced six the last 10 winners. Oof. And that fucking horse's race the other week just blew him away.
That is
so. J Mac, J Carr, we've got a JJ special. Get on, boys. Cheers.
Is it G1P up and about?
Oh, that was the most.
That was eyes
up and
up punting.
About I've fucking heard from him. And that's some decent research.
But it was fucking borderline A grade.
Yeah, fucking, that's good. And he's tipped Switzerland too.
That's right. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm just
that he really narrowed it down.
How about he's that last stat was the best one. For, you know, for the majority, because they said, I think it was all the double figure, not all of them, but a few double figure barrier numbers.
Yeah.
Six of the last
Everyone's
10.
Everyone's writing them off. And
six of the last 10.
And it was, he was always going to put something on high.
He had to put something.
After the big G1 win he had a couple of weeks ago.
G1P.
Couldn't go past it.
Well, see, it's kind of like now I want one of my bigger odds to win more. Because he didn't tip him. Whereas if I get Switzerland, he just gets further in front of me.
That's right. Has anyone gone Storm Boy yet?
No.
I hope no other cunt does
I reckon Butts might. He really likes it. But we'll go with Rocket.
All right.
What's the Rock?
Dwayne.
He's got to be
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. Group 1 tip of the week. On Saturday, we're at Rose Hill Race 8, the Golden Slipper. I don't usually tip something with odds this small.
Storm.
That's Groper. Tipping $1.20 favourites, then crowing about it. But I can't go past Storm Boy.
Yes, there we go.
Ryan Moore, the jockey, Waterhouse bot trained. He's an unbeaten colt. He'll remain unbeaten after this race. Let's have 5 units at $2.25 to win. Jump on him, stay hard.
Well, there you go. Yeah. I thought he would have went something with a bit more value, obviously out of Gay. Yeah, still, yeah. But there you go. But,
no. Like father, like son.
Nah, yeah,
it's a nice bet. It's a nice bet. I don't know where he got that info from.
About you back in Donald Davidson.
I think he just takes his chance whenever he gets it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take it to heart, mate.
He probably looked at the back when we did the all in.
And we actually were. We did
$1.05
favourites. Remember, what was the shortest we ever went? I think it was me on that port.
When we went to the game, I think it was.
Head to head, Port Adelaide.
Well, we just fucking struggled. That's. I think the week before, I backed Penrith and they lost the Tigers.
Oh, I'm so happy we're not doing that anymore.
The Penrith line fucked us heaps of times.
Yep.
Remember the Tigs beat them?
Yeah.
The fucking Tigs. Anyway, righto, let's go. Button or Barbs? Button.
Reggie's. TBR here. The group one this week is the Golden Slipper. I love this race. This race is unreal to watch. It's young horses, some drawn in, some drawn out. They're all high pressure into that first corner. Horses running everywhere and jockeys trying to stay on them. This year, Storm Boy, best horse in the country, or best two-year-old in the country. I watched his work a week or two ago, and I just reckon it was one of the best pieces of work I've ever seen. Worked against an older horse, which is not easy to do. Sat in behind it, which, you know, all these naysayers saying, oh, it's drawn two, and if it misses it, it won't lead. I don't think it has to lead. I just think it's the best horse, and it will win. I'm going to have 4 units on it. The bookies are starting to gamble with it. It's probably going to get out further, but it's $2.30 as we speak now. And I'm going to have 4 units, like I said. I think it's a good thing. With my other unit, I'm going to have a straight trifecta.
Straight.
The same in rugby league. You've got to have a good spine. So I'm going to have 1, 6, and 7 straight trifecta, nice. 1 unit.
Beautiful.
Good luck. Happy punning. The Moya. The Moya.
That made me feel good coming from Button watching a train. Like
yeah.
That was nice.
Be inside. Be inside word.
That was nice.
Yeah, but that's what you saw too.
Yeah. I did a bit of form.
Very similar when you watched it work.
Yeah.
Very similar. Yeah.
When I watched it run last time at work.
So he's gone Storm Boy, straight charge, and Switzerland in his straight try.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
1, 6, 7 in that order. Barbary.
Righto, boys, the sign I'm making, Golden Slipper. Group 1, Rose Hill Gardens, 1,200 metres for the two-year-olds. Geez, there's been some great horses win this race over the years. I just really, really hope that whatever the winner is this year, they don't suffer the fate of 5 out of the last 6 winners or whatever it is and not go on to win another race. The market's dominated by Storm Boy, and I really think he can win, but Gay and Adrian have a very strong hand of other runners. They've been dominant this year in the two-year-old races in Sydney, and they've got 7 out of the 17 starters here. Fuck me. You can make a case for nearly all of them, but I do think Storm Boy's the one to beat. He's done nothing wrong. He's been dominant in all of his wins so far to date, and his last exhibition gallop between races the other day looked the work of a genuine superstar. So I'll be keeping it simple and having 4 units on him at $2.40. And then with my last unit, I'll be having a boxed first for 1, 7, 12 and 14 for 1 unit. Keep it stiff, lads. Happy punting.
Nice. All gaze runners, nice. Oh, no, Switzerland's in there. Nice.
Thinking that I was going to pull off
early the crow.
Just pull away.
There we go.
Beautiful. Lots of variety there. I love it. It's good to hear, for the Storm Boy fans, it's good to hear Barbs and Butts talk about
blokes who know. Well, it's interesting for me too, though, that like they've watched it outside of a.
Yeah, well, it had an exhibition gallop at the track in between races, I think. Yeah. And yeah, it was very good. Very good. Beautiful. Righto, let's get into the old boys, young guns segment.
Ladies and gentlemen, the old boys versus
the young guns.
Pressure's building for me here.
Pressure's building on us as a team, in general, because we went backwards 15 units on the weekend, and Keto's got scratched, so they only went back 10. The gap is closing.
Yeah.
I think any, like, one winner, one of us or one of them, just one small winner and the tide, it'll literally swap.
Yeah, that's right. Mate, I've been, like, this is my most confident bet, and until I fucking pull off a win here, I'll be like, I've looked at a fair bit today, looked at a few different things, and I've put a multi together that's me most confident out of all the bets I've done, and I'll be steering it into this segment until I fucking...
Until you get one. Yeah, sweet. Righto. Well, mine's nice and simple, so I'm going to kick it off. I'm going to back Tom Kitten in the Group 1 Rosehill Guineas to beat Riff Rocket. Going to have all five units on him. I think his last run over the mile was a great lead-up run, and this is what he does, Big Tommy. Fourth up, 2,000 metres. This is what he did last prep, and he won a big race, and he won it by a massive margin.
Yep.
So, yep, that's me. He's going to pounce late, and the Sydney horse will be winning.
Good He'll juju rise. With the name Tommy and the races that we've gone on together too. Mm-hmm. So that's good bit of juju there.
Riff Rocket, the Melbourne horse.
Tom against Rocket.
That is eyes up.
Juju, this is that fucking.
That is eyes up. That's eyes up punting.
Mm.
But yeah, I just think running around that way, Sydney horse, he loves the track.
Tommy versus Rocket.
Just win. Guns versus old Rocket boys. Too,
just win. To top it off. Just win like a good thing should.
Yeah. Fucking
right. Just win.
Should we hear from Keto?
Yeah, let's do that. Yep.
Reginald, what a race card it is at Rosehill this weekend. No place for little boys to be punting, so hope you lads have asked your fathers for some advice. Here we go. The Big O was one of me favourite champions, Octagonal, and this Saturday another very special horse in the making, Little O, Osmosis, returns to racing in the Group 1 Galaxy. Tough race, drawn a bit sticky, but pure class should prevail. $4.60 on Bluebet. Let's not stop there. Another O, Mini O, is going around in the last at Rosehill in Olentia. $3. And second up on Saturday should prove hard to beat. Both these horses are by super champion sire Zoostar, who just keeps breaking all the records. Rachel King and Jay Mack to salute, respectively. Conclusion. Keto's Bluebet old boy is putting all five units on the O&O two-horse multi. Race 9, number 13, Osmosis. Race 10, number 3, Olentia. At the juicy odds of $13.80. Happy punting. Come on, the old boys.
Lovely.
What's building pressure for me is that I'm trying to, like, put a good bet in with good odds but not crazy. And I'm just missing still. Yeah. And they're having a swing and missing. Yeah. And I'm like, we need to be taking the opportunity swinging.
To get away. Yeah. It is shitting me.
Because I'll fucking swing soon.
Give me the word, I'll fucking throw them.
We should have turns at a swing each week.
Well, that's what I've been going something pretty short, which didn't fucking work for me.
I've got a bit of variety. I'm not going super safe.
We'll have a meeting after this. We don't want them to hear our...
Yeah.
That's true. Right. Yeah. We'll call a meeting.
Yeah.
Righto. So we've got Doggies versus Titans. Once again, Tom and I tend to go something a bit similar here. Absolute zero defensive ability, absolute try fest. So we're going the overs, 44.5. And then I've got Brian Kelly, anytime try scorer, and Blake Wilson, anytime try scorer. Paying $8 with Bluebet, chucking two units on that.
That's good, eh? Yeah, three legs and you get $8.
And that's
winger, no one to win.
That's just a good bet.
Because I'm not confident in who the fuck will win this. Mm. And then for my last three units, we got Rosehill Race 7, the George Ryder Stakes.
Some
great horses in this race. One that's getting no respect is Lady Laguna.
Mm.
It's proved that it's still a force in her impressive win at Randwick a couple of weeks ago, beating the favourite in this race. Think about it. Mm. So prior to that, after going on a win streak of three races, the only horse that stopped her was Zugotcha, who proved last weekend is just a fucking force to be
Frank the form, with. If you will.
That's right. So it's going up in the distance here to 1,500 compared to the favoured 1,200, 1,300, but I think it will have the legs here. You're getting $10 for the win. So I'm throwing three units straight on that.
Oh.
That's a bit of a swing. That's like a straight right.
Especially up to 1,500.
Yep.
Never run past 13, but
I'm confident it's got it.
I love it.
Very confident.
Annabelle Neesham, she will
That's right.
be featuring hopefully soon with a horse that we bought.
Mm. Yes.
Nice. Up against Barb's too, which is good to see. Massive race. Huge race. It's good, though, because you're getting good odds
That's right.
everything.
That's like, what, no matter what it is, I was just like because it's such a big race.
Think Laguna, about it.
But it's just ran so fucking well. I thought Laguna would at least be fives and six, but I think it's just going up in the distance.
It's the 1500, yeah.
But I think it'll have covered.
Well, Barb said, think about it, it's probably going to come out.
Well, that's right. So that's right. As soon as Barb said that before, I went.
You might lose those odds.
Well, it's at the time of recording and we're going with that.
Well, are we? Fuck you. You get deductions.
Mate, this not is the segment, segment we need to team
not
up.
Not this segment, he doesn't. Oh, yeah. Righto. Beautiful. Let's hear from.
Producer.
Yeah, he's not G1P in this segment.
No. Hey, Reggie. This segment, mate.
Well, time for Old Boys versus Young Bucks. Let's go. Swing. First up. Grover, your spot on last week. Keto, sorry, brother. Great pickup the week before, mate. Credit where credit's due, and that was a absolute cracker. And I had it written down to the bottom of my fucking slip and forgot to say it. So good on you, brother. Let's keep him rolling. We'll smash his kids into the dirt. Back to the playground. Righto.
Back to the playground.
I got 4 units on a 2-leg Maldi. I'm going against everybody. I'm going Rabbitohs 1-12 and Jack Wyden anytime. Ooh. That's right. They are due. Yes. Why not be this week, this game coming?
Can't.
Thanks to Blue Bet. It's paying about $9.50. Oh, so I'm going to stick 4 units on that. Road. A 2-leg same game multi. And with my remaining unit, we've got a second rower Super Sunday special.
Oh no. We've got a 4-legger. This card.
Just back rowers. That's right.
He's on fire, this bloke.
4 try scorers. Alakuatu. Sean Lane. Kai Pierce-Paul and Elisa Katoa.
Oh, it's paying $200.
Thanks to Blue Bet. That's paying about 360 big ones.
Oh,
so I'm just going to stick 1 unit on that. Fuck we off. All love the second row. We've all talked about it. Let's do a second row Super Sunday special. Fucking jack the account right up. Slap a red back on it, boys.
Red back?
With me. Righto. Cheers, boys. Attack.
Are you fucking serious? Man. Oh, that fucked. Jackie Wyden bet, I really like it because we've gone the Rabbitohs. We think the insert of Jackie Wyden, Latrell will fire, the boys will come together.
Yeah.
Jackie does something for the club. They get their first win.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate I like that bet so much.
Yeah, I'd hate for him to win by 13.
Just pump him at least.
Look, what's the fucking last game? What he needs... Alessio Katoa.
Yeah.
I will fly to Newcastle if he gets to the last leg and
snipe
punch
him.
Alessio
Take
Katoa.
Him out from the crowd.
Nah. I think he needs that Kai Pierce-Paul in the same game.
What, Kai Pierce-Paul?
Yeah.
Who's he play for?
The Knights.
Yeah, right.
So he's gone. Swing. Yeah, the 2 games on the Sunday, he's gone 1 from each team.
Right.
Me. Just
that
don't.
Could be huge.
Oh,
on your
card,
right? That's easily the biggest odds we've ever had in this show.
That's almost cheating.
Mm. Yeah, that's huge, man.
Right, I'm desperate to break this drought. Put a fair bit of thought into this one today. Kept it pretty simple. It's a 4-leg multi, 3 footy legs, 1 horse. I'm going Warriors head-to-head to beat the Raiders. I just think they get it done in New Zealand against the Milk.
Yep.
Cowboys head-to-head against Dragons. I just think Dragons are shit and Cowboys should beat them. Sharks head-to-head against Tigers. Tigers suck, so they should beat them. And Moonee Valley, race 8, horse 5, Imperatrix to win. Those 4 things are getting you $4.10, thanks to Bluebet, of course, and I'll be having all 5 on that.
Fucking
nice, Tommy. I like
that's,
that a lot.
That's very nice. We haven't even really spoken about it because it's such a big day at Rose Hill.
That's right.
We've breezed past the William Reid Stakes, which is a big Group 1 over 12.
People tend to forget about Imperatrix.
Wait for age.
Second. I just think like that having that much weight last time, coming second, still ran well. It's weighted like...
So put this in perspective. She had 58, Cylinder had 51.
Yeah.
Now they've got the same weight.
Yeah.
So
I honestly think without if you had even weight, Imperatrix would have won that last race.
Yeah.
And like
we've
seen weirder things happen with the footy, obviously, with... Like upsets and that, but I just
I like
those
a couple
three...
of those legs, like Dragons be beaten and Tigers be beaten, just because they're shit.
If we can get the, if I can get the Warriors one out of the way, like if the Bros can beat the Raiders, I'll be pretty fucking happy. That's the only one that I'm like, the Milk could do something, but but I'm still confident. Like
and
that's
cheering.
And you're at peace with them too.
I am at peace. Yeah. Me and the Bros are good.
They've stopped fucking you.
If they fuck like. It was last year. We're all good. I've burnt some sage in the shed.
Yeah.
If we had that last year,
I didn't even want to say it.
No, no.
I just wanted to.
And if they fuck, if they lose here, they still. It's not like me and the bros are at war again. Like we're past that.
That's what happens. Yeah. If we had that keto holing trophy last year, it would just be on standby every week. The Waz in your hole.
Yeah, I just would have got made a butt plug out of it and wore it around.
And fucking loved it too.
Fuck it on. All right, let's hear from Rocket, eh?
Yep.
Boys, punters, Queenslanders, Rockets, Ruffies, raring to go. Old boys versus shirt lifters. We're off to Rose Hill on Saturday, race 7. Horse 11, high energy. 5-year-old chestnut gelding. He's recently lost his nuts. His last run, he runs 2nd as a gelding. Let's have 5 units at $5 to place. Jump on him. Stay hard.
5 units, 5
is that
to place.
George Ryder Stakes? Did you say race 7?
I thought he said race 7.
Mm. What was the name again, sorry?
I fucking missed it.
Yeah. Me too.
You know what I was thinking about?
Name of the horse?
Yeah.
High energy.
High energy. Oh,
more energy. More footwork.
Mate.
More footwork.
New energy. New energy.
Yeah, there's new energy.
New energy. Yeah. Mate, honestly, this one, it was this or Kovalika that I was going to back.
Oh,
and
true.
I couldn't because there was 19 in it and they both drew a wide. And I was like, and I didn't know. So that's fucking.
To place too at 5. That's
place at 5s, yeah. It was a really good run first up, man. It was really, really good.
Well, that sucks then.
Yeah. You know what I like about Rocket is every week we get breeding. So like 5-year-old gelding, chestnut gelding.
Yeah.
Just lost his nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Let us get know. Fucking what we need to know.
Yeah, that's right. Fuck around.
Trained by Kieran Maher.
Calls us a new name every week.
Yeah.
I think we were button. We're shirt lifters this week. I think we were pencil sharpeners.
Sharpeners was good.
Some shiners.
We've been window lickers at some point. Yeah.
That's fair enough.
Well, you and I get that heaps, Grobes. Window lickers.
Oh, yeah. Sparky. Hey, I'm an operator now.
That's true. You've gone up in the world.
Yeah, Jace, you weird cunt.
Yeah, I'm just a fucking apprentice. I'm a loser.
Oh, that's pretty much it, hey? A bit of a longer one.
We got there in the end. We actually started.
We had footy.
Punting.
We've had pun.
Oh. Look, morale's up, boys.
Yeah, it
morale.
Is.
You go, mate. Sorry.
I'll just never apologise if you're sick of listening to us talk about the footy. We're sacrificing watching our two.
When it's the play. Panthers playing Brisbane, yeah.
That's right, to spin yarn for the listeners.
Put it this way, when fucking the Dragons have a home game at Wynn against the Tigs on a Thursday, we'll probably put the laptop down.
Yeah, the laptop will not be getting pounded.
But no, it was good. Hey, we were so close in the Greyhound.
We were.
Oh.
Like I said.
Almost want to put that up as a clip to say – This is punting, boys. Well, you don't always win.
So I'm glad. How good that I went the 2-leg multi, because imagine if I just went that first cut and I got 230, but it was paid $1.40 and we just carry on.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah, and we just get called A graders.
Yeah. I'll post a fucking slip to show you the odds I got.
Yeah.
I'll do it. Oh, good.
Oh, yes.
Piakura head injury assessment. That's good.
Again.
He'll be gone next week. What a game. What a fucking shit game and a shit stadium and just shit.
Yeah. At least you can put to all the stick you've copped about going against the Bronx. You can say
this was like bound to happen, but it's still shit.
Well, even with Haas and Renault out, thought we had a chance. Then Walshy went off.
Yeah, in the first, he's passed his HIA, never come back on.
Yeah. So I was like, well, we're proper fucked now. And then they just. Let's put points all
in closing, though, just remember it's your duty to bend.
Yeah, yeah. You need to bend.
It's your duty. In closing, make
which
sure
is surprising that all these Panthers boys aren't good benders.
No, they seem to be tackling up high still and not bending.
Oh, yeah, not bending.
Although it is their duty.
Sato might have had a shocker here. Oh, Jared.
Yeah.
Yes.
Righto, all we got time for. We'll see you Tuesday. Have a good weekend on the Rex Hunt.
Keep an eye on the bet slips in the morning.
Fuck yeah.
Especially for buttons, multi and stuff like that for the users that were a bit confused. Fucking get on there.
Yeah. Also, Button's got a runner in tomorrow and the listener's multi starts at 10 a.m.
That's
with
right.
The basketball. So.
And make sure you put all your bets on with the True Blue Aussie bookie.
Fuck
Blue Bet.
Fucking
go and take advantage of that promo.
Fuck yeah. Hooroo. Harper.
Hold up.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.